Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. With an early childhood marred by disease, Carolyn Herschel didn't seem to have much of a future ahead of her. Her own mother decided that she was destined to be a spinster and would serve the family as a household servant. It wasn't until one of her older brothers, William, had established himself as a musician in England that Carolyn was given an opportunity to show the world what she was capable of. First trained as a singer to accompany her brother, she earned a reputation for her voice, but refused to sing with other conductors. Soon, William's interest turned to the night sky, and again, Carolyn was at his side. While he created his home telescopes, she ran the household, and while he observed the sky, she took careful notes of his observations and findings. After he discovered the planet Uranus, King George appointed William as court astronomer, and Carolyn became the first professional female astronomer by being paid to be his assistant. But it wasn't just the work she did helping her brother that made her a pioneer in astronomy. Making her own observations of the sky led to the independent discovery of the galaxy now designated Messier 110, and a total of 8 comets. The first of those comets is called C1786P1 Herschel, which she observed in 1786. The second, designated 35P Herschel Rigolet, she recorded in 1788. Between 1790 and 1795, she noted 4 more comets, and her final discovery was the comet C1797P1, observed in 1797. Working with her brother, she discovered over 2,400 celestial objects over a 20-year time span. After the death of her brother William, Carolyn continued to work in astronomy and created a catalog of nebulae to assist her nephew John Herschel in his astronomical work. Carolyn was given many accolades, including the Gold Medal of the Royal Astronomical Society and the Prussian Gold Medal for Science. She was named an honorary member of both the Royal Astronomical Society and the Royal Irish Academy. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.